The Holy Roman Empire. Emperors and popes. Well, we've had so many popes and emperors at the very end, I thought it would be kind of important to give us a frame of reference to all of these. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to list the kings and their reigns and the popes that were during that particular emperor's reign. So this will run from 800 to 924 AD. So we start with Charles, the Holy Roman Emperor. All right, that's Charlemagne, okay? Charles I. He is emperor from 800 to 814. So the popes that he dealt with was basically Leo III. Then on the death of Charlemagne, we have Louis the Pious, or Louis I, and his reign is from 814 to 840. Well, we have Leo III, who lasts until 816. Stephen IV or V lasts 1 year to 817. Pope Pasquale I, 7 years to 824. Pope Eugenius II, 3 years to 827. And Pope Valentine, same year, 827. And then we get Gregory IV, who comes in 827. And he, of course, is Pope when Louis the Pious dies. From 840 to 43, there's a civil war. So Gregory is still Pope. And then we end up with Lothar. Now, Lothar is in charge from 843 to 855. Well, Gregory's with him for 1 year. He dies in 844. Then we have Sergius comes in, and he is Pope for 3 years, so 847. Then there's a John that's also an anti-Pope. He's 844 to 844. Then we have Leo IV, who lasts for about 8 years, from 847 to 855. So he dies the same year that Lothar does. Then that brings us to Louis II, who reigns from 855 to 875. So he ends up with a few months of Leo IV. Then we have Benedict III for 3 years, 55 to 58. Another anti-pope, Anastasius, in 855, 1 year. Then we have Pope Nicholas I, 858 to 867. And then we have Pope Adrian II, 867 to 872. And then we have John VIII, and he's there from 872 to 882. So he's there for the last 3 years of Charles the Bald, or Charles II. He's also there for the interregnum with Charles the Stammerer, who, of course, rejects the crown in 878 and then dies in 881. And John VIII is still in charge when Charles the Fat, or Charles III, becomes emperor, and that's from 881 to 887. So we have John VIII with Charles the Fat for 1 year, then Pope Marinus for 2 years to 884, and Pope Adrian III, 885 until 885. And then we have a second interregnum, that's Arnulf, who was not appointed until 896. Now the second interregnum is 887 to 891. So that's Pope Stephen V or Stephen VI, 885 to 891. Then we have Guy of Spoleto, who's the usurper, lasts 3 years. He is under Pope Formosus. Pope Formosus reigns from 891 to 896. Guy of Spoleto is 891 to 894, and then he dies. And then we have Lambert the usurper, who goes from 94 to 96. And then we have Arnulf from 896 to 899, but he has this tremendous mess of papacy. 896 to 896 is Boniface VI. 896 to 896 is Stephen VI or the VII. Romanus, 896 to 897. Theodore II, 897, 897. And then we have John IX, 898 to 900. So Arnulf has six popes. All right, in 899 we have Louis the Child. Now, of course, he's too young to be anointed, so he'll rule for 2 years till 901. His popes are John IX, 899 to 900, and then Benedict IV, 900. And then we have a papal interregnum that lasts from 900 to 903. Now, Louis the Blind, or Louis III, comes in 901 to 904, and so he is emperor during the papal interregnum, and then Pope Louis V for 1 year, 903 to 904, an anti-pope, Christopher, And then we have Sergius III, 904 to 911. Louis the Blind, or Louis III, dies in 905. So then we have the third interregnum, where Louis remained emperor, but simply in name because he's been blinded. Now that interregnum lasts from 905 to 915. And so we have Pope Sergius, again 904 to 911, Pope Anastasius III, 911-913, Pope Lando, 913 to 914, and then John X, 914 to 928. And so in 915, we have Berengar, who reigns from 915 to 924. And that is the completion of the chart with the Holy Roman Emperors of the Carolingians and the massive amount of popes during this time period. Needless to say, this isn't a period of time that you've spent a lot of time studying in Catholic history. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Geary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.